Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, sunny, windy once again. We'll have a high in the upper 40s. Kenosha right now, 39 degrees. It's 40 in Burlington, Milwaukee 42, and 40 in Racine. The Racine Common Council voting 10 to 5 last night in favor of using $600,000 from the Intergovernmental Fund for a Phase 1 study to determine feasibility for a lakefront event center after having heard mostly negative response to the project during citizen comments. Alderman Melissa Lemke said that her constituents, they're against it, and that's who she represents.
And while there's some interest in the potential of an arena or an event center, primarily for community benefit or enlivening the downtown, I can say that about 80% of those who I've spoken to have concerns about the arena. I return to their stories and concerns frequently when I'm asked to vote because I believe I'm elected to represent their voices. If the study does pass, I hope it's enlightening, but for now I'm unable to support funding this.
Meanwhile, Council President Dennis Weiser noted the process with the study really similar to Racine Unified in building three new schools last year.
Put some money up front, get architects, engineers, investment experts on board to talk about how to handle the money, put a set of more definite plans together, bring it back and vote on the more definite plans once you have the initial set of plans drawn up. As far as the funding options that we're going to assume down the road, no private investors are going to even look at this unless we get through phase one. If we say to someone we haven't even gone through phase one, they're not going to give us a second look.
Alderman Jones, Shields, Widener, Smetana, Lemke voting no to funding that study. Alderman Widener's attempt to ask about timing on a referendum was ruled out of order for not being a part of the issue. We mentioned the public comment portion at the start of last night's council meeting dominated on the proposed arena, with the vast majority of those speaking against it.
There are arenas like this that are built all around the country for convention centers, for arenas, etc. They're sold to the public, and the public always winds up losing money. We can't afford to lose, when this is all said and done, the cost of the building and then $1 to $2 million a year in losses.
By the time you're done with construction overruns, generally 20%, you're talking about $60 million. You're also talking about something that I suspect that if we put it to a vote of the people, you would have a substantial resounding no.
Hoffman Estates, Illinois. They said if they build it, they'll come. They built an 11,000-seat arena called the Sears Center. It opened in 2006, and in 2009, the management company exercised it right and walked away and dumped it on the city.
One of the speakers, Tom Peterson, who owns a downtown building and suggested revisiting the idea of a water park, said an arena won't fly because, in his words, there is no east, meaning the lake is there. Oak Creek has a new mayor. Now former Alderman Daniel Bukowitz, unanimously appointed by the Common Council to take the job following the resignation of Steve Scafidi. Bukowitz will hold the office until the April 2018 election. He was first elected to the Oak Creek Council in 2010. Scafidi departed last month for a talk show and radio. The option of holding a special election in November rejected, many of the council members saying, really wouldn't serve the community well because the person elected would only serve until April of next year, finishing out Scafidi's term. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave will be holding his next regular listening session this afternoon at the Cesar Chavez Community Center on Douglas Avenue. On hand with Delagrave will be Tom Rakowski, an organizer of Southeast Wisconsin Solar Group Buy. Any home or small business owners interested in making the transition to clean and solar energy, encouraged to stop by, maybe learn more about the program. Delagrave says the information about where to start on that, what to expect, who to hire, when you're thinking about a transition to solar power, that will be available. Members of the county executive staff and other elected officials, as always, as well as county board members, might be attending if their schedules allow it. That's going on from 4 until 6 this afternoon at the Cesar Chavez Community Center at Douglas Park. Last night in Sturtevant, the village board, meeting with the Community Development Authority, approved development agreements on a couple of new projects. Ashley Enterprises, which already has a building on the village's west side, planning another 438,000-square-foot speculative building next to its current location. Gary Rosenkrantz said that the existing building would be completely leased out by the end of the year, setting up the need for additional space.
We don't have any tenants that have signed up for it. Although we're making proposals on the property now. There's some people here, Jenny, Jordan, for example, we've been working on issuing a proposal to a manufacturing company which we just set out at the end of last week. So that would be actually 46% of the building, so that would be fabulous.
Sturdivant's Administrator Mary Colsey, and the agreement includes a $700,000 incentive that would be paid over 10 years to help pay for the infrastructure needed on the project. The board and authority also approving a development agreement with Grand Appliance and TV for a new building. It'll house the retailer's headquarters and consolidate several other operations under one roof. Grand Appliance to get a $450,000 incentive from the village, payable over 8 years. A strong thunderstorm system that rolled through southeast Wisconsin Tuesday morning weakened as it went east toward Lake Michigan, but did leave signs of damage in its wake, including the city of Burlington, according to the Public Works Director there, Jim Burgless.
Actually, it was like straight-line winds that hit Burlington. We lost a lot of branches, several trees, and by approximately 4 o'clock, with the help of the police and the energies, the streets were open, and DPW just went right back out, and they had to, should have had most of the trees off the sidewalks before the kids went to school.
Burgless telling Mayor Jeannie Hefty and the council the straight line winds not mentioned in the weather forecast. He says anybody with sizable tree problems can contact his public works office for at least a look-see. Brush pickup, meanwhile, scheduled next week in the city of Burlington. The third and final public involvement meeting to discuss the reconstruction of County Highway MM from Highways 31 to 38 in Racine County coming up this afternoon at the Meadowbrook Country Club on Highway MM from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. This project will involve replacing the severely deteriorated pavement, repairing damaged drainage structures, improving the safety of the roadway itself. Bicycle accommodations to be included along with a realignment of the intersection of MM and 38, turn lanes going in at Circle Drive and Rivershore Drive. This project scheduled for next year. The meeting, held in an open house style format, representatives of Racine County and its consulting firm will be available for questions and comments. Racine's Traffic Commission had recommended receive and file on a requested four-way stop sign at the northeast side intersection of Walton Avenue and North Wisconsin Streets. Last night, the Common Council decided the stop signs are needed. Alderman hearing from Rosalinda Arredondo. She lives nearby, said there's just way too much traffic, fast traffic, and they don't have the four-way, but it needs it there.
With all of these events that are happening in the city, which is good, like the there are now more events at the zoo and the marathons and the beer fest and everything. Whenever all of these events happen, the traffic is increased, and I see is the potential of accidents happening because there's only a stop sign on Walton and not on Wisconsin.
Alderman Henry Perez indicating that the Traffic Commission at times is ineffective. He noted city studies of intersections also limited.
Traffic studies do not indicate near misses. Traffic studies only indicate actual crashes and not accidents, because accidents can be avoided. They only record speed, amount of vehicles, and crashes, and cone of zone of view. Now, we've discussed this at the Traffic Commission. That doesn't necessarily mean that we can't have a stop sign here.
Council went against the receive and file recommendation, then came a 12-3 vote to make Walton in North Wisconsin a four-way stop. Alderman Weiser McCarthy Lemke opposed. Concerns raised about the city of Racine's plans going forward reference route works and related projects and development of the lakefront surrounding the old Walker property, now the Harborside property, led the Common Council to slow down that process for a 60-day period last night. Helen Pugh, representing the Pugh family and the boards of two businesses with the Pugh names, said they didn't know about the city's plans and they're asking for 2 months.
This plan, we were told we would be advised of as it was being put together, because the city holds the Walker property and we hold the property to the south and some to the west. Taken together, we have as much at stake area-wise as the city does.
She said there have been some discussions with development staff, but nothing in reference to the plan being developed for the lakefront property. Alderman Sandy Weiner supporting giving it the added time.
I don't think that there's any harm in this item being delayed until such a time that the property owners surrounding that area have their opportunity to have their voice heard prior to this going to the Plan Commission.
Vote was 11-4 in favor of deferral. Redevelopment Authority earlier backing an application to the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program for a matching grant that would help create a street and infrastructure grid toward the creation of development blocks within the Harborside area. And with an obvious reference to the movie Footloose on many of their minds, the Burlington Common Council and Committee of the Whole had a brief discussion about repealing a 1924 city ordinance regulating public dances and dance hall locations.
When we were revising the fee schedule, two of the items were dance permit and dance hall license, and there was a dollar amount. So we explored it a little bit more to figure out what exactly that is. Well, it's a very antiquated ordinance created in 1924. The last issuance of a license I can find is 1996.
City Director of Administrative Services Megan Watkins said even the police department, defined as dance supervisors by the ordinance, wants to get rid of what is still a requirement for any organized dance. It was a short discussion, a few laughs mixed in, from which a council vote to repeal the ordinance is expected on the 21st of the month. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.